100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
This is Dante Lee. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for this workshop?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley. And you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, patients, and ultimately more revenue. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So, greetings, everyone. I am so excited today to have the founder of the FinTech app, The Good Steward Financial System. Now, Timothy Griggs is an experienced mortgage broker with Griggs Mutual Realty and Management. He has a history of working in the real estate and mortgage industry successfully, and he wants to help you get your credit right and manage your credit through this free app, which you can download on Google Play. You can also download it off of Apple's App Store. So I would like to present to some and introduce to others, Timothy Griggs. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Z. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, I just have to say that it is so cool to chat with you on this podcast because we both grew up in Southern California. Right?
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. My maternal grandmother lived for many, many, all my life when she was alive, she lived in Compton all her life. Mm-hmm. So that is so cool. We were talking about that before we started. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's great to connect with someone and seeing someone doing some positive things that come from our area. And that's just great. I'm just so excited to see that and see you walking into your vision as well and I can be part of your platform here. So this is great. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to just get into it. So how did you get into the finance business?
Well, in 1999, right around the century, I just started buying fixers. I just started fixing properties. My wife and I, we would just find some fixers, and I would do all the work myself. But we would do all the work and fix them up. Then we would sell them. And moving fast forward, we did several of those when we acquired several. End up selling most of them off just prior to the 708 crash. We sold off several. And then in 09, we started to buy back into the market. And so then we started acquiring and more properties and renting properties. And so about 7 years ago, roughly almost 7 years ago, I opened our brokerage here, here in Eastvale. And I started to do all types of real estate transactions, from real estate sales. And that's when I got into mortgage brokering. And that's where I like to stay, is there is the mortgage brokering. But in mortgage brokering, that's where I was, privy to see a lot of opportunities of people were having with their credit and their credit file, not being able to meet their goals and reach their meet their dreams that they, buying a home because of their credit files and not knowing what's on their credit file, how to manage their credit. It's just heartbreaking to have to deny someone. And me, the way I am, I just spend so much time trying to help someone to a point of being unproductive, but you want to do as much as you can to help them to understand what they need to do, how credit works and how it really affects them and how to manage their funds. And so that was pretty much how I got into the mortgage industry. So doing everything from conventional FHA to VA to reverse mortgages. Across the board, we have a variety of loan products that I originate. So that's kind of been where I've been for the last several years. That's what I've been doing.
So I have a question for you. How did you know to get out of the real estate market before the crash of 09?
Well, you kind of, you know, I seek the Lord. You know, I seek the Lord in my decisions and my guidance, and he's, I've made a lot of mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I've had a lot of failures. I went into, kind of moved fast forward, you know, when I was in the real estate back then. I bought a couple of restaurants that that was a terrible decision. So lost a lot of money there. So, you know, I've had my failures, but, you know, all of that is to my experience, you know, so the failures and successes all work together for good, for the advancement of to where we're heading. So answer to your question, how did I know? You know, you had that sense of guidance that was the time to sell. Okay. And so I kind of, you know, felt that was the right time. And as it is now, you know, I am starting to get that again. so that's kind of where that came from. Okay.
So you think the housing market may experience a downturn in prices?
The pricing is, it's funny you say that. You know, I have an associate broker and an agent here that, the son of my brokerage, and you know, we have the listings here that, it's amazing that the offers are, you know, are higher than asking, and, you know, the market is still moving, you know, despite the pandemic that we're in. But, you know, it's really a lot of uncertainties going on, but interest rates too are just, I mean, all time lows. So can't beat interest rates right now. So with the refi market, it's good. Was able to get several people some great rates right now. So that's been very well. But looking into 2021, I don't think we have yet started to see the ramifications of what this pandemic is going to do to the housing market. So I don't want to put a dark cloud over it, but, you know, it's just the reality is that, you know, there's a lot of people out of work right now. There's a lot of people struggling. There's a lot of business failures. So there's a lot of things that are happening that we haven't really seen the effects of it yet.
You think we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg?
I think it's going to, and this is my thoughts on that. I think we're going to start to see that exactly on the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to start to see that in 2021. At some point, we're going to start to see some changing in the market here, in the real estate market. So that's what I'm starting to see. Okay. That's my view anyway of it, of the market. So
my next question to you is, you know, over your career, as you're, you know, dealing with real estate and various mortgage instruments, and, you know, working with individuals who, like you said before, it's heartbreaking to see them denied and not be able to reach their goals. Was that the inspiration behind your credit management app?
Actually, no. No and yes, but indirectly. As I said earlier, I've always spent a lot of time wanting to help people. And then to the point where, okay, I have to get to work. I have to, you know, work on some other things that are going to bring in revenue. You know, I have to eat. So I have to, but so I, you know, I can devote so much time to that, but it's heartbreaking because I have to, you know, I want to help them, but, you know, and there's so much they need to know about credit and managing their finances that I can spend a lot of time doing that and educating. So one night, as I was just seeking the Lord and just seeking direction for my life as to what direction I should go and what else should I do, should I continue in the mortgage industry, or should I continue into real estate? So I was at this point where I have to do something more. Okay. Then this was just dropped, this idea, this was dropped in my spirit. It's just like this financial app. It came to me, you know, that, and then, I mean, all of the, everything that it was going to do and how it was going to operate. And I'm not a tech guy, but the, all of the thoughts came to my mind. I said, oh, I have to do something with that. I shared it with my wife. And then so I just started writing it down. And then I just sought to get development. And, you know, one thing led to another. This was right before the pandemic really hit us. This was right around February of this year. The pandemic, it was there, but it hadn't impacted us like it was going to. So right at that time, you know, this was coming to mind. And so I just started writing it all down as to what the app was going to do. And I thought that this app was going to be able to help so many people. It was going to help so many people. And also it is going to be a generator to help ministries also. So it's going to be able to help individuals manage their credit, manage their credit file. And also it's going to be a generator where they can allow their, the user can utilize the app to give to their place of worship or a nonprofit organization of their choice. So the whole idea of the TGS, the Good Steward Financial System, was to have all of their finances, the whole picture of managing finances at their fingertips. So there's other financial apps that you can manage your budget. You can, you know, you can manage your credit. There's other apps that you can do those things. But what was put on my heart was to, how can you manage your finances if you don't give? So that I made an integral part of the app, and that is giving. At their fingertips, they can manage credit card usage. That's one function of the app. You can manage your credit file. You can calculate debt to income ratio. That's a great calculator, great tool for if you're looking to purchase a home. And also you can give to a nonprofit organization or place of worship. You have to submit the request and we will qualify that nonprofit and then add them to the nonprofit list. So you can contribute to that right within the app. So
I have a question for you. When you talk about debt to income ratio, what is that and what is the optimum debt to income ratio for approval for a mortgage?
Okay. So
was what is the your goal as far as your debt to income ratio when looking to purchase real estate?
Okay, your debt to income ratio, obviously we want to keep that as low as possible. 50% and below is where the borrowers need to look at achieving, mm-hmm. you know, to qualifying for conventional loan. That's pretty much where it's at right now with conventional loans. You want to keep that debt to income ratio 50%. Now, there's a lot that needs to be said about how to calculate that. We use and figuring debt to income ratio, we use gross income, you know, before taxes, we use gross income. And then the other items that are to be calculated that against your total debt to income ratio would be in the loan payments, credit card payments, housing, your taxes, homeowners insurance, HOA. Those are things that need to be considered in figuring your debt to income ratio. We will be creating blogs on training and educating on that as well. So when users are using the app, they will know how to and what numbers to plug in to get an estimate of their debt to income ratio. It is not a qualifier. It is just a tool to help people understand approximately what your debt to income ratio would be. Okay, so it's a great little asset to have right within the application. Okay.
Wow, that's awesome. So, what other tools are in the app, and how does the app, the credit management app, allow you, empower you to manage your credit?
Well, that there are in-app purchases that subscriptions. There's going to be a three-tier subscription plan, the starter plan, and then there's a professional plan, and then there's a premium. Okay, so there are in-app subscription purchases that were the user could either have one credit score and credit monitoring, fully managed identity theft restoration services. And then the professional plan would have weekly credit report, a single credit score, and multi-bureau credit monitoring service. That's a single score. And then also fully managed identity theft restoration services. So, and then there's a premium where it has a monthly credit report, and it gives all three scores. And it also has a fully managed identity restoration services. So those are the three different plans that we have within the app. And within those plans, that with the professional and the premium, it gives real-time alerts if there's any type of change to your credit, anyone's accessing your credit, or so you'll get real-time alerts when that occurs. So those are great features right within an app. And the whole thing about the TGS, there's other apps that you can get credit scores, and but the TGS is a package of everything right at your fingertips. When I say everything, I need to be careful about using that word, but it has, you have your credit card usage, you have your credit scores, you have your debt to income calculator, and also you have your ability to give to nonprofit. So it's a really a feel good type of app that you know that you're part of something that's going to give back. So,
well, I mean, you know, I don't know if I shared this with you, but I'm a agent with United Credit Education Services, and I signed up for it because I really like their platform. They have things like financial lockbox and some other stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm anxious to download and try out your app because there's some things that your app does mm-hmm. their app doesn't do, like managing your credit file and your credit usage in yeah. real time. So can you expound a little bit more about how that technology works within the app? It sounds like this credit management app allows me to log into my credit card accounts and integrate that with the app so they can let me know when I'm, you know, over my 30% usage or getting close to it. Is that correct?
Well, not quite. So there's two different APIs that we use in application programming integrations. The credit cards is a bank API. That's where you would put all your credit cards, all your banking accounts, all of those can be managed from this particular API. The credit bureaus do not allow it to be linked to the credit file. You can't, that's what I wanted to do, exactly what you're saying, but they won't, the credit bureaus, they will not allow that. So it's a separate function. So in the credit score, that API gives real-time alerts when accessing the credit. So if someone was to access your credit or there's some activity, yes, it will give you real-time alerts. That's on the professional and the premium plan. So it will notify you when that occurs. So that's the function there. The credit cards will be updated. It's a 24-hour, and I think they're working on getting that into real time. Hopefully by the time we hit, or shortly after, we'll have an update where that's going to be real time visual as to what your credit cards are that particular day. But I believe it's going to be within 24 hours. So the next business day, it will show up what your credit card usage is. So that whole credit card management, that part of it came out of my wife and I we'll go out to dinner, or we'll go to make a purchase, and we know that we used a certain credit card before, so we try to keep our accounts at a certain ratio, which we all should. But it's like, oh, which card did we use? So you know, having this at your fingertips and just looking at it and say, oh wow, okay, this is where my balances are here, and you can better understand and know which card to use. Then you can flip over to your credit score and you can kind of see what's been happening with your credit profile and what the last time that your credit was updated as to what it was. So you want to make sure that you look at both of those to better understand and utilize credit wisely, okay? So that's the whole thing about the Good Steward, is looking at what you have in front of you and educating yourself and understanding how this is working and to utilize it for the best usage, okay? So that's kind of what we're
doing. Wow, that's outstanding. So you can get your credit score updated? Is it every 24 hours, or how often is it updated again?
It's on the professional let me back up. On the starter plan, it's one credit file, the Equifax credit file, mm-hmm. that it updates weekly. Okay, so it
It updates weekly. That's nice.
Okay, on the professional plan, it also updates weekly. The difference there is it also monitors all three bureaus. You get the one credit score, but it's monitoring all three bureaus. So if there's any activity on any of those bureaus, it's going to notify you. Okay. So that's the difference there. That's the one that we kind of recommend. If we're going to recommend one, is the professional plan. I think it's for everyday users. It's going to give them what they really need to use on a day to day, a week to week basis. The premium plan. The premium plan is more, I would say, if you're looking for a home and you're going to be, know you, that you're going to be looking for a home, you may want to go to the premium plan. It gives you all three scores, and it does, it monitors all three bureaus as well. But that's more if you're going to be, I would say, searching for a home. Now, keep in mind that this is Vantage 3.0 credit score. This is not FICO, and lenders, mortgage lenders, that we use FICO. So this is not FICO. This is Vantage 3.0, and most of the financial apps, that's what they use. Vantage 3.0 scores. So it's just a little different platform from the
FICO. So what's the difference between the FICO score and the Vantage, you said 2 or 3.0?
Yes, the Vantage 3.0, some of the major apps that you might be familiar with, financial apps, they use Vantage 3.0. It's the credit bureaus, they actually own that FICO. There's a lot of... you have to go to them to get the FICOs, in other words. So it's a different platform as to how the scores are calculated. So
what is the highest score you can have on the Vantage score?
The scores are basically the same. It's just how they're calculated. Now, keep in mind, because most people, when they come to me, and they want to see if they qualify for a home loan. And then, so we start talking about credit. And before I spend money or on running a credit profile, I say, do you have a credit app like Credit Karma or something like that? And then, so they'll look at that. And then they say, yeah, this is my credit score. I always educate them, well, it's a different scoring model that we use in mortgages. But I said, but the thing is we have to remember, this is a tool, just like that app is a tool. You can look at your credit file and know what's there. So I've ran my credit with both, and depending on the time, they are pretty close, so the Vantage 3.0 sometimes can be pretty close, and sometimes it can be pretty far off, okay? But the whole thing about the financial management app is understanding what's there, and knowing what's there, and being able to look at it and manage it, because that's going to be accurate, okay? So you're going to be able to know what's there and know what's how to manage it. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, man, this is the SEO Queen Tech Show, and I am here with Timothy Griggs, who is the founder of the Good Steward Financial System, the TGS app. And it's just so cool to talk to you about this technology. And how can people get in contact with you? How can people download this app? And I have some more questions, but I'm gonna let you answer those first.
Well, the email, TGS is the good steward at gmail.com is the email address to use. Or you can go to the website, tgsthegoodsteward.com, and enter your information there as well. And you can download, the app will be, hopefully it'll be launching a full launch this week. You can download the app now on at the App Store on with iOS and Google Play with Android. So the app does show up. You can find the app there. The links are there where you can download it, but you have to look for the updates because the updates will be coming soon. The updates with the charitable giving will most likely not be released with the first release, but that will be coming soon after. So there is going to be updates shortly after. We're just trying to get everything rolled out, the initial app rolled out, hopefully this week.
Okay, that's awesome. So where can people go to stay updated about the app and where to download it?
Well, you can go to our website, TGS. It's the goodsteward.com. I'm sorry, TGS is the goodsteward.com. You can go there and click the link and download the app. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and we kind of just follow us there. And so you can, there's links there you can click on the website to go to either one of those and just follow us. And then we're always posting something to kind of let you know where we are and when we'll be launching. There's videos to, you can click on there and watch to learn a little bit more about the apps. So those are the places, social media, website, those are the places to go. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Timothy, it has definitely been a pleasure chatting with you about your journey, and you definitely are very knowledgeable about how to get ready to be a homeowner. So before we close out this episode of the SEO Queen Tech Show, I want to know, what tips do you have for a first-time home buyer who's looking to make that leap into home ownership, and how can they, what steps should they take?
Okay. So watch your spending. Okay. So you want to prepare for that big purchase. You want to prepare for that big purchase. Know what's on your credit file. And that's what the whole thing about TGS is understanding what's there. Get control of your spending. So many people, I see this happen over and over again, Z, this is really heartbreaking. Someone could qualify for a home if they didn't go out and buy a new car. So to make that purchase, that large purchase, think about buying that car after you make that large purchase. It's always easier to get a car loan than it is a home loan. So if you if you're looking at that, and then you see these car payments, $400 or $500 payments, if they had that money to use towards a mortgage, they would be better off. And then and then you have an appreciating asset,
right,
opposed to a depreciating asset when you buy a vehicle. So that would be one of the things that I see that is this that happens over and over. Even sometimes when people come to me and I would qualify them, and then, you know, you tell people don't shop, you know, and, you know, watch your spending, you try to, but then they'll, you know, see a vehicle or they'll see something nice, and next thing you know, they create a debt that just throws their ratios off, and then they can't purchase the home that they want or can't purchase a home at all. So
wow,
yeah, and that's really heartbreaking. So
that is, woof.
Yeah.
So I think the takeaway that I'm getting is, if you are thinking about buying a house, don't buy anything. Yeah. Don't buy a car. Don't, yeah, you know, get out of debt, pay your debts down, wait, yeah, until you get that approval and that mortgage, then you can go shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can look at your housing. We still don't want to get out of control.
Right, obviously. Absolutely. You don't want to do that, obviously, because you still got to pay that mortgage payment and the home insurance and repairs and all that good stuff.
Exactly. So you still want to be wise with that. You know, it's, you know, so it's just, it's understanding how that works, you know, being content with, you know, at a certain level until you're able to do better.
Right.
To have more income, you know, reach for that, what, you know, that direction that you need to go in your career. So it, you have to grow with that. So as opposed to getting ahead of yourself and buying something that, and we've all done it here or there, that we really kind of look back saying, I didn't really need that. So, but it's just
right.
Okay. So,
well, Timothy Griggs, it has definitely been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And we are on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done. And we did it anyway. Anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom! You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.